You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth examination of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now our regular feature, Contending for the Faith, in which Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here is this week's question. I have some friends who are going through a church-sponsored program which seems to be focused on the healing of memories. From what they tell me, it sounds more like some form of psychological encounter group than something biblically based. Are you aware of such a program? And if so, can you give me some insights I can share with my friends?
Dave, this has created lots and lots of problems, not only in the church, but outside the church. This is really a dangerous endeavor.
It sounds like a broken record, Tom, I guess, to some of our listeners, but let's get back to the Bible. Where does the Bible talk about healing of memories? This is a Freudian idea that the memories that we have from our childhood are still haunting us and making us do...
Right. Psychic determinism.
Right. So I don't find it in the Bible. Paul says, for example, forgetting those things that are behind, reaching forth unto that which is before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The scripture tells us that when we're born again of the Holy Spirit into God's family, and that's where our unity comes from, all other human beings who have been born again of the Spirit of God through faith in Christ, through the gospel, are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're united in Him. He says, old things have passed away. All things have become new. I'm no longer haunted by memories from the past. If there was someone, for example, that I had a grudge against, someone that I believe harmed me, wronged me in the past. As a Christian, Jesus in Mark 11, for example, says, when you stand praying, if you have aught against anyone, forgive. And I don't need to go back into a hypnotic state and probe back there to find out if I have resentment against someone. I know whether I have or whether I haven't.
And even if we've forgotten about it, but it comes to mind someday, it's very simple to confess that before the Lord.
We forgive. Mm-hmm. Now, another one of the problems with the healing of memories, obviously, is, and I've talked to people who've had this experience, and they came out of it, and they felt that they had a great spiritual release and a new outlook on life and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
A catharsis, yes. But then a few months later, they sink back into depression or some problem. Oh, well, there must be another memory back there that we didn't uncover. So now you're trapped in a delusion. Well, there must be another memory. So for the rest of your life, you've got to go back and probe other memories, because every time a problem comes up or you sink into depression or whatever, well, there's got to be that memory back there, because you have identified that these memories from the past are the source of your problem.
Right. And the memories don't necessarily just go back to when you were a young child. They can take you back into the womb, so-called.
Right.
Some even would take you back into memories of prior lives. I mean, this is really horrendous.
The Christians supposedly wouldn't do that, but the psychotherapists would.
Well, I remember we talked last week about Agnes Sanford.
Right.
She would say that these memories are part of our...
the collective unconscious, actually.
Right.
And they go back to a pre-existent state.
Right.
Yeah, she did teach that, Tom. You're right.
Yeah.
And she was the founder of the inner healing movement.
Right.
The healing of memories movement.
Dave, there's another aspect that comes out of this. I'm not specifically sure what this guy had in mind. Well, he just wants information with regard to what we know about these programs.
Mm-hmm.
But the healing of the inner child. I remember when we reviewed Karen Main's book, and she had this idea of the inner child, which she was a disciple of Agnes Sanford. She went to her school of pastoral counseling, and she promoted these ideas. One of the ideas was that we have an inner child. The idea that we have a personality, everybody has a personality within them, and this is a very fragile personality, and it has to do with the hurts
hurt
this child.
I can escape accountability for my actions. It wasn't really I who did it, but it was my inner child.
Or I did something, for example, when you're not forgiving yourself, when you're abusing yourself emotionally, you're speaking bad mm-hmm. things about yourself, you're hurting this inner child. And the process in some cases, particularly among Christian inner healers, is to visualize Jesus mm-hmm. walking along with this little child.
Again, it's not a biblical concept.
No.
Paul says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I mm-hmm. thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And there's not a hint that there's some inner child still living in there. Mm-hmm. It comes from psychology. It doesn't come from the Bible.
Yeah. So, you know, our encouragement is to avoid these programs like the plague, you know, and there some are minor, but some are promoted in major ways by large organizations. For example, Cleansing Streams. That's one that's very popular. It began at Church on the Way in Van Nuys, Jack Hayford's church. Mm-hmm. It's currently popular among Foursquare churches. We have it right here in Bend, Oregon. But these things are psycho-spiritual programs that involve everything from positive confession to deliverance ministries to things that just are either fringe or heavily occult.
And they're not based upon the Word of God. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. And the Bible is the manufacturer's handbook. And as we've quoted many times, he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Let's get back to it, not to these new techniques. But, Tom, do we have something that we can recommend on this?
Dave, we do, particularly with regard to inner healing. We have a book called Abusing Memory, which was written by Dr. Jane Gumprecht. That's Dr. Jane, M.D., and mm-hmm. she has a fascinating background. She came up through the religious sciences, is a medical doctor, came to Christ, and she knows and understands these things and from her background as well as from her understanding of the Word of God. So I'd recommend that.